winds of winter blow. A heavy coat, a hat. For many of us, it's lip stuff too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other drier, itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to the Friday night high school basketball game of the week, featuring the best of the Classic Eight. And we've got the very best here at the visiting Kettle Moraine, the Lasers. 18-3 overall, 12-2, tied at first in the Classic Eight, ranked eighth in the state and sixth here in the Milwaukee area. And even though they're you wouldn't say they're the best of the Classic Eight, they're always competitive. And they've certainly had their great years in basketball and in other sports. Including their bowling team that's also state-bound, men's bowling. Waukesha West Wolverines looking to put a positive end to this season. They have two games remaining, but would love to pull off a big upset here in their home court, especially on Athletes for Adam Knight, this wonderful fundraiser they're doing to create heart-safe environments, especially in our schools. And I do have a projected starting lineup for Kettle Moraine. They're gonna, looks like they'll probably go with senior forward, number one, Jack McSorley, 6'3", very mobile senior, does a lot of damage in the paint and can kill you from outside, plays great defense, a leading rebounder. There's also a small forward, 5'10", sophomore, Charlie Dunham, very solid player. And then, Dunham's only a sophomore. There is 5'11", senior, Will Stuckey, plays good forward guard position. And same thing, good, a lot of range in his shooting, and a great, great defensive player. And then there's the Frenchman, Nathan Vaum, the 6'3 senior. Again, a dangerous three-point shooter, an all-around player, great rebounder, great defense, and can kill you in the paint. And then the old Roman, 6'4 junior, Roman Thompson, the biggest player in the starting lineup for the Lasers, one of the biggest players in the team. Their biggest player is 6'7", Luke Targos. He may get some action. But they've also got 6'4", junior, Teague Kowalski, who gets a lot of time, really valuable player, could start for a lot of other teams, along with 6' senior, Jonathan Sobiak, uses his weight well in the paint and also dangerous long-range shooter. And Tanik Wankowski, a very very physical 5'10 junior. And Zach Fremming, another big guy, is 6'4 junior. What's that? Oh, sure, go ahead. Just be careful of the wire here, boys. Some young pranks being played here among the youth here. So hopefully we won't lose our system, our electric here, as they go to find a missing clog. Anyway, that's harmless compared to unfortunately what we've seen from other student cheering sections. I know when I was broadcasting the South versus Ocon game, which I believe was last Friday, the student section was asked to leave. Was kicked out of the game towards the end for displaying poor sportsmanship. That may have included some racial epithets that I regret to say is not uncommon among other Classic 8 schools that the Waukesha High Schools have had to play. So we're getting here in the last minute as the teams get to their benches here, and now the fun begins. And here come the cheerleaders taking their spot on the court. and they're announcing the WIA rules of sportsmanship. Hope everyone's paying attention. The Lasers now come out onto the floor, getting ready for the national anthem. And the Wolverines, and we don't know when the Hall of Fame induction ceremony will take place for Dave Schultz. And I'm wondering if he's being inducted into Waukesha West Hall of Fame after his induction into the WBCA. In their class of 2023, I'm standing to get a better glimpse of things. And they're still finishing off. There are quite a few rules here, but I think it is important to read. I should get a copy of it so I can read on it before the games. They're also talking about the athletes for Adam. And there's youth cheerleaders out here wearing red as well. And the announcer described this as a sea of red here at the Joe Schobert Fieldhouse at Waukesha West. And fans have been invited to go over during the game to check out the silent auction items. And these are some ones that would look really nice in just about any man cave or recreation room, entertainment center, or fun place of your house. Some maybe even in your dining room, depending on who calls the shots at home or how big a fans the family are of our favorite teams. So, and they're saying it's an extra special night here. They're welcoming back Waukesha West basketball alumni here for over three decades. Dave Schultz, they announce him. And they welcome Dave Schultz onto the floor. Haven't gotten a visual of him yet. But no doubt this is a very special moment for Dave Schultz and his family. And here comes Dave Schultz to center court, waving to the crowd, showing his gratitude. And the crowd obviously more grateful for his contributions here. They've announced his induction into the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Fame from the class of 2023. Big applause here from Wolverine Nation. And even the KM fans showing their appreciation. They're now talking about his upbringing, his passion for sports. Playing basketball and football. Played at Plymouth High School. Played under future Hall, under a Hall of Fame coach. Wow, they beat Nina in the 81 sectional finals to make their first ever tournament appearance. He pumps his fist, still very proud of that. Played basketball at Oshkosh for the Titans. And was a student coach for two seasons. So good grooming for a future career in coaching high school basketball. He started Waukesha South. He was a black shirt. He coached under South's Hall of Fame coach, Mark Christensen. Won a lot of conference championships during his seven seasons at Waukesha South. Only 16 losses during that seven-year stretch that he was part of that program. In 93, he was offered the head coaching job at the brand new Waukesha West High School. So he started from scratch to build this program. Four conference championships, coach of the year, and for the state of Wisconsin by the Journal Sentinel. Had a 20-0 regular season 1 year. And that took West to their first state appearance. Team won their fifth conference championship in seven seasons. .157 wins versus .51 losses so far at that point. And then he went on to coach in 2002 at Carroll University. In only his second season, took the Pioneers to their first conference championship in school history. And he won a conference tournament championship there and two consecutive NCAA tournament appearances, making it all the way to the Sweet 16 for Division III ball. .109 wins versus .65 losses at Carroll. And then in 2009, returned. Wow. Two straight state appearances in his return to Waukesha South after 2009. And then he went on to coach at Kettle Moraine. So, again, appreciation from both cheering sections. So, quite a resume when you think about it, as a player and as a coach at the high school and the collegiate levels, coaching at three different high schools, eventually in the same conference, and building winning programs, championship programs. And he also, he still continues to work as a scout and a camp coach. Continues to share his basketball wisdom with young players and coaches, too. So, very special moment here for Wolverine Nation and really for the Class of 8 when you consider all the schools that he's touched. Waukesha South, Kettle Moraine, and then, of course, our beloved Carroll University. So, and a ball has been given to him that I believe has been signed by many former players. And he goes and he shakes hands with coaches and players from West, wishing them good luck tonight. So what a moment. You know, with all the craziness that goes on around us locally and in our world, it's moments like these that kind of really give us time to pause. And he's now going to come over and shake hands with Brian Rickert. And they appear to have a long relationship. I'm sure Rickert may have coached under him. And big embrace with Drew Wagner and the Laser players. So, yeah, you know, again, coach at Kettle Moraine, so fine moment. Now everyone is going to be lining up for the pledge to the flag here. I'm wondering if it'll be the student choir again. The master choir did a great job last time I was here. And here comes the national anthem here, so we'll pause for a moment. It will be the canned version. Touching to see the cheerleaders and players singing, many of them singing the national anthem, along with the canned music. Well, certainly they got the right colors for the national anthem since they got the red for Athletes for Adam t-shirts and, of course, the home nation blue. And now they're going to announce the starting lineup for the Kettle Marine Lasers. Will Stuckey gets announced first, the 5'11 senior, number three. Jonathan Sobiak will get the nod tonight as a starter. Nathan Valloom, the 6'3 senior. Ben Bester, the 6 foot junior. I missed that one. And then the old Roman, number 23, Roman Thompson. So McSorley will sit. Brian Rickert gets announced. So some changes in the starting lineup there. And now they announce the home team, Waukesha West Wolverines, with both cheerleading squads leading the reception line. Kale Hyde, the 5'11 senior, guard and captain. The 6'3 sophomore, number 10, Tyler Evanson. Brady Ketterosley, the 5'8 senior guard. Six-six junior center, number 34, Aiden Owusu-Asudu. And the 6'3 senior, tri-captain number 14, Carter Lavelle. And Don Lavelle, Carter's dad, is the head coach for West. So we're ready to do some battle here. The visiting Lasers are in their navy blue unis with gold Adidas-like trim. Kettle Moraine letters, Kettle on top, Moraine underneath with the numbers in between, all in white, gold trim, and the KM logo type at the bottom of the left shorts. And the host nation Wolverines in their white jerseys with blue fonts and number and some silver trim, light silver trim, and blue trim at the bottom of the pants. And I believe the Wolverine paw, yep, also at the left bottom shorts. Tip off, and West wins it. And that's going to be Brady Catarazzo. Gets it over to Ide. Evanson gets it back to Lavelle, to Ide. Into the big man underneath, but he loses the ball. Stripped away by KM. Here comes KM. It's Stuckey. Kicks it out to Sobiak on the left backcourt. He's calling for Stuckey to take it back. Man defense from West. Gets into Vium. Vium's going to drive the basket. Oh, Lamp is blocked by the big man. Into the corner to the old Roman. Back to Sobiak in the left backcourt. Back to Stuckey in the right. Top of the key over to the left wing. Sobiak for three. Yes! So the Lasers draw first blood, but Lavelle pulls up for one from 8 feet. No, that's going to miss. Rebound by the Lasers. Here comes Stuckey in the fast break. Dishes away, but stripped away by Lavelle. Great play by Lavelle. Kicks it into the big man. Ends up back to Lavelle in the corner for three. Yes! Carter Lavelle ties it. How do you do? Or should I say touche? Stuckey brings it up slowly here. 16:37 counting. We are tied at three here. Ball losing control, gets up Sobiak. Sobiak had an open three, decided to give it back to Stuckey. Stuckey dribbles, drives in, kicks it over to an open Sobiak. Another three from this side. No, it goes off. Rebounded by Owusu Asedu. We'll call him AOA. Into the corner for three. No, it's off the rim. Rebounded by Vium. That was Evanson on that long three. Now Stuckey for three. That one's off. Rebounded by Lavelle. Here comes Lavelle on the fast break. The big man can dribble. Kicks it over to Evanson. Back over to Ide, or Ketterazzo. A big man, AOA, has it now. He's driving in on Sobiak. Has a height advantage. Kicks it back out. Ends up to Lavelle. Lavelle has an opening, drives in. And in and out. Couldn't get it. Stuckey got the rebound. Here comes the laser. Stuckey pulls in, kicks it back out to Viome in the right wing. Viome driving in, left-handed layup. Yes! The Frenchman, Nathan Viome. It's 5-3, Kettle Moraine. And with 8:40 in the first half, I've just learned that Waukesha South is leading. 8:40 into the first half. They're leading Muck, 18-6 at Muck. AOA gets it over to Lavelle. Back to AOA in the post. Driving in. Aiden. Oh, nice little dish. To a wide open Kale Hyde. And we are tied again at 5. Great ball handling by both teams. Inbound to Stuckey. And Coach Lavelle looks what he sees. Stuckey dribbling now. Sobiec has it right back court. Dishes the old Roman in the corner. Roman dribbles now. Kicks it back out to Viome. Top of the key. Oh, and a tray by Ben Betterbester. And now it's 8-5 in favor of KM. Pat Arousel dribbling to his left into the wing, but it's knocked away by KM. That was intended for Kyle Ade. Eden Wasuasidu. Wasuasidu. Here we go. Inbound by the Lasers. Hyde gets it into AOA, back to Hyde, top of the key, back to Hyde, into the corner now to Lavelle, Evanson, AOA has it, top of the key, kicks it over to Lavelle, heavy pressure, KM gets it, strips it away, in transition, Stuckey for three. Oh, it's off the back rim, rebounded by Hyde, here comes Weston, transition, Hyde doing a good job, gets it all the way into the corner, but it's knocked away by KM. West will keep it here. Long pass from Hyde on the streak, trying to find, I believe that was Evanson in the corner for three. Tyler Evanson, the 6'3 sophomore. Lavelle inbounds to Hyde in the left corner. Hyde dribbles, kicks it over to Lavelle. Lavelle spins. Heavy pressure, ball knocked away, but a foul will be called against Sobiec. A little too physical on that. Yep, it is confirmed. The first one in Jonathan Sobiec. First team foul as well for either team. 13:57 remaining, an 8-5 KM lead. Inbound to Catarazzo. Back over to Evanson. Evanson fakes, driving to the basket. Right-handed layup. No, off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Viome. Viome brings it down for Lasers. Kicks it over to Bester. Bester, nice little dish underneath to the old Roman. Good little give and go there. And now it's 10-5, 13:37 remaining, KM in lead. Open shot here, yes! Brady Catarazzo, 10-8 now, KM. Thompson has it right wing, guarded by Lavelle. Kicks it over to Sobiec, top of the key, guarded by AOA. Over to Viome. Viome, back to Stuckey for three, in and out. Rebounded by Catarazzo. Here comes West. Hyde has it now, right backcourt. Gives it over to Lavelle on the right wing. Lavelle driving, has a lane. Kicks it out to AOA for the easy layup. Nice little dish there. Great setup by both players. AOA cleared out for Lavelle. When the defense came crashing, he found AOA open. We are not in at 10 here. Stuckey has the ball, 12:49 remaining. Gives it to Bester, top of the key. Gets it over to Thompson. Thompson for a long three, off the back rim. Rebounded by Stuckey. Kicks it back out to Bester. Bester back to Stuckey. Stuckey now dribbling, spinning, penetrating. Layup. Stuckey makes it look easy. His first bucket of the game. 12-10 in favor of KM. Catarazzo dribbling to his right. Kicks it over to Lavelle in the right backcourt. Lavelle swings now over towards the middle. Kicks it back to Catarazzo. Catarazzo into AOA in the paint. Kicks it back out to Hyde. Kicks it back to AOA. AOA, ball stripped away beautifully by Bester. So they're really crashing down hard on AOA when he gets it. I think he's taking too much time. He's got to put that up right away. Stuckey for three, off the back rim. Hyde gets the rebound for West. Here come the Wolverines, heavy pressure. Hyde dribbles through it, kicks it back out. Driving now in towards the basket, kicks it back out to Catarazzo, back to Evanson. Evanson driving, long shot by Evanson, no good. And they're going to call a charge on Evanson, it looks like. Let's see here.
Yep.
So Evanston gets his first and a charge. Both teams even at one fouls each. 11:43 remaining, a 12-2 Cam lead as the Lasers bringing it in after the charge by Evanston. Catarazzo will come out. And number five, Brady Robbie, will come in for the Wolverines. And Teague Kowalski in for the Lasers. Nice little dish. Viome looking for open guy. Zach Fremming also in for the Lasers. So Viome has it in the right backcourt, driving in. Oh, stripped on the layup beautifully by Evanston. Dishes it off. Nice little pass in there to Lavelle. Lavelle gets the layup. Thought he might have gotten fouled, but nope. Five for Lavelle. We are tied again at 12. 11-10 remaining. Here comes Stuge. Layup no good, but he gets fouled. They're going to call Ide on that. His first. Team second. Lavelle, Coach Lavelle doesn't like to call. I'm not sure I do either, as Stuge really had nowhere to go in that layup. I thought Ide was with him all the way. Very minimal contact, but the first free throw is good from Stuge. So it's 13-12 in favor of the Lasers. Second free throw from Stuckey. And it's good. So it's back to a two-point lead for KM. And a timeout will be called. It looks like it's on West. And we'll take a quick 30-second timeout here on the Friday Night Game of the Week Network on WUK. Anya, take it away, please.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Thrivent is growing in southeastern Wisconsin and is seeking financial advisors. If a career with independence, impact, and purpose is important to you, you should explore the Thrivent Financial Advisor opportunity. You'll build your own business by combining your values, drive, and skills to help others thrive financially and live meaningful lives. You'll get unsurpassed support from Thrivent, a Fortune 500 company that's helped people follow their hearts and strengthen their finances for more than 100 years. To learn more, send your contact info to matthew.witowski@thrivent.com.
Welcome back. It's 14-12, Kettle Moraine after the timeout here. Lavelle gets into the corner to Evanston for three. No, no good. Rebounded by Kowalski. Outlet to Stuckey. 10:50 and counting here in the first half, brought to you by Thrivent. Kowalski drives, kicked it over to Stuckey. Stuckey goes all the way cross court to Bester. Bester dishing in to Kowalski. Gets it back out to Bester. Bester driving, nowhere to go. Kicks it all the way back out to Stuckey. So good man defense here by West. Long shot from Kowalski. Yes! Kowalski off the bench. Gives the Lasers a five-point lead, 17-12. 10:22. Light zone trap defense here by the Lasers. Ide taking his time, crossing the line. Goes around a pick from AOA. Gets it over to Lavelle. Lavelle into the corner. Pass to AOA. AOA gets it. In trouble, pulls it up, Lab's good, a left-hander from Aiden Owasuasidu, four for him. 17-14, 9:57. Into the wing there to Viome, back to Stuckey in the left backcourt, or Bester that was. Kowalski in the corner driving, nowhere to go. And he gets called for a travel, great defense by AOA. And a class move by Owasuasidu helping Kowalski out. Oh. Kowalski really had nowhere to go on that drive. Adel inbound. Here comes some zone pressure on the full court. Nope, KM backs off. Inbound to Lavelle, back to Ide. Wolverines trailing 17-14, 9:37 in the opening half here. Gets it in the corner to Evanston. Evanston turns, gives, dishes into the big man, AOA, muscling in. Dishes it to Lavelle. Lavelle puts it up. Yes! Carter Lavelle! 7 points for the 6'3 senior. And it's a one-point game, but a long shot is good from the Roman. That's going to be a tray for Thompson. 20-16 in favor of the Lasers. 9:08 remaining. Ide dribbling the top of the key. Gets it over to Robbie. Robbie now dribbles the middle, pulling in. Good little hand out to Lavelle for layup. Yes, and the foul. Great movement between Robbie and Lavelle setting up So 9 for Laval. Could be 10 if he makes this free throw. The foul's going to go against Zach Fremming, his first. That's two team fouls for the Lasers, two for both teams. So with 8:55 remaining, not a lot of fouls, or at least not a lot of foul calls. But it has been a very clean game. And Laval makes it a three-point play. And it's now 20-19, 8:51 remaining in the first half here. Stuckey dribbling past center court, driving in. Nowhere really to go, and a foul is going to be called. They're going to call a hold here. Brady Robbie gets his first personal. Really not much contact there. Kind of surprised by the call. Stuckey's going to inbound. Looking for an open man. He's got Sobiak all alone for three in the corner, and that's off the back rim. Great rebound there by Fremming. Oh, he loses control, but ends up in Stuckey's hands. Long three from Bester. Off the front of the rim. Rebound by Robbie. And they're going to nail Fremming with his second. That'll be the third team foul. And Viome's going to come in for Fremming. Inbound to Robbie. Catarazzo back in the game for West. As looks like I'd get some well-earned breathing time. Catarazzo over to Laval. Laval in the right backcourt, dribbling. Looking to put some pressure in. Fall away jumper from Laval off the front of the rim, but rebound by Catarazzo. Back to Laval. Laval into the corner. Long three. Oh, no good, but great rebound by Robbie. Layup is good. And for the first time today, the Wolverines have a lead, 21-20 with 8:07 left. And Coach Reichert has seen all that he wants to for now, and will call a timeout. And during this timeout, we'll do a quick review of points. For the home team, Waukesha West, Carter Lavelle leads all Wolverines with 10 points, including one tray and a three-point play. Aiden Owasu-Asidu has four. Brady Robbie has two. Brady Catarazzo has three. And Kale Ide has two. For the Lasers, Roman Thompson has five. T. Kowalski has three. Ben Bester has three. Nathan Viome has two. Jonathan Sobiak has three. Will Stuckey has four, including two for two from the charity stripe. So pretty well-matched game so far. Nobody bothered to tell the Wolverines that they're playing the eighth-ranked team in the state with only three losses on the year, two in conference, the Lasers of Kettle Moraine, who I think are playing a solid game overall. The Wolverines have definitely come to dance tonight. And after the timeout, both teams return to the floor. And it's, Robbie's still in, along with Catarazzo for the Wolverines. Stuckey brings it up for KM, inbound by Sobiak. Gets it back to Sobiak here in the right backcourt. Sobiak into Viome in the post, the right post here. Viome back to Sobiak for number three. Gives it up to Stuckey in the corner instead. Stuckey now dribbling, penetrating. Pulls it, kicks it back out to Sobiak. He decides not to go for three. He's trying to drive, nowhere to go. Good little dish to a driving Bester for two. Great play by Sobiak and Bester. Beautifully designed play. That's five for Bester. And KM back on top, 22-21. Catarazzo kicks it over to Laval, the left backcourt. Laval looking to drive to the basket. Pulls up, banker, yes! Carter Laval doing it all by himself. Went around an AOA screen, but pretty much was well covered and did it on his own. And I think a carrying violation, no, an injured player, I think. The old Roman looks a little shaken up here with his hand. Roman Thompson. So refs want some, get some attention. I think that's the call here. I guess a foul was called. Let me see here. No, I don't know what the situation was there, but anyway, Stuckey has it. A one-point KM lead, 7-11 remaining. Viome has it in the right wing. Kicks it back out to Stuckey, top of the key. Stuckey driving now. Layup no good, but Viome brings it down. Kicks it back out to Thompson. Thompson driving. Kicks it back out to Sobiak for three. Off the front of the rim. And we got a holding call. That's going to go against Carter Laval on the rebound. I think he was holding Viome. That is Lavelle's first. The fourth team foul on the Wolverines with 6:54 remaining. So Stuckey will inbound for the Lasers. Will Stuckey, 5'11 senior, kicks it into Viome. Back over to Bester. Back out to Stuckey, top of the key. Stuckey over to Thompson. Right wing, Thompson now dribbling. Looking to drive into the middle here. Kicks it back out to Sobiech. Sobiech dribbling now. Kicks it back out to Bester. Bester top of the key. Bester back to Sobiech. Right back court. All the way cross court to Stuckey on the left wing. Stuckey now drives. Pulls up for a 10-footer. Yes! A little bank shot from about 12 feet out. That's six for Stuckey. And it's 24-23. Lasers get the lead back. Pass into Lavelle. Lavelle to AOA. Kicks it back out to Evanson. Catarazzo here, left wing. Kicks it back out to Lavelle. Back to Catarazzo on the left wing. Back to Lavelle, top of the key. Pass to Evanson. Knocked away by an alert Bester. And some subs. Cale Hyde will come in for Robbie. And number four, Sam Cook, will come in to give starter Tyler Evanson a good blow. Sam Cook, a 6'1 senior. Catarazzo brings it up. Robbie for three from the left wing, off the back rim. Rebound outlet to Stuckey. Stuckey all the way into the corner. Bester back out to wide open Viome in the left wing for three. Yes! Nathan Viome, 5 points for him. As the lead extends to 27-23, I believe the biggest lead, one of the biggest leads for KM tonight. Aaron pass. Catarazzo wasn't looking from Lavelle. And KM will get the ball back. So Sam Cook will come out. Didn't get much time in there. As Evanson comes back in. So I think they took Evanson out just to have a quick chat maybe. Viome has it right wing. Kicks it into the corner to Bester. Oh no, new player in here. Excuse me. That's Charlie Dunham for KM. Stuckey will drive for the layup past Hyde. Will Stuckey has eight now. 29-23. Definitely the biggest lead for KM here with 5:12 remaining in the first half. Evanson back to Hyde, top of the key against a matchup zone defense. And a timeout by Coach Lavelle and West. And a good time for a timeout with 5:07 remaining here as KM started to pull away just enough to raise some eyebrows. And with the switch to a zone defense, I think it's a smart move here by Coach Lavelle to take a 30-second timeout. And again, a full house here at the Joe Schobert Fieldhouse on the campus of Waukesha West, home of the Wolverines. And a normally blue attendance is a lot of red with tonight's Athletes for Adam fundraiser, a silent auction to help save lives by creating heart-safe environments, especially in our schools. Don't forget, at halftime, my guest is Athletic Director Kyle Lemieux. He was with us a couple weeks back when the West girls team really put on a show against the combined North-South women's team. So inbounding in front of the scoreboard as Ide gets it over to Catarazzo. We'll come back across to the kicks it over to Lavelle to the right. Now he dribbles to his left. Back to Lavelle, who's now on the top of the key. Lavelle looking to drive. And we're going to get an offensive foul on Lavelle. He pushed away. It looks like he pushed off here on the old Roman that was guarding him. That's two on Lavelle. And he's going to come out as Brady Robbie comes back in for Wolverines. And this could hurt the Wolverines with their best score. I think it's really time for Owasu Asidu to get the ball more in the paint to assert himself. He'd given up a lot of opportunities, kicked a lot of balls out. Nice little drive by Viome, misses everything though. Great defense by AOA. Rebound by Evanson. Here comes West, 4:42 remaining. Ball's in the hands of Catarazzo now. Gets it over to Robbie in the right wing. Oh, nice little dish to AOA. AOA, ball stripped away, but AOA picks it back up, kicks it out to an open Evanson for three. Oh, out the front of the rim, and rebounded by Bester. Outlet to Stuckey. Here comes Kettle Moraine. Stuckey into the corner to Dunham. Back out to Stuckey. Stuckey driving in. Pull-up jumper from 5 feet. Good for Stuckey. 10 points for Stuckey now. Katarazzo into the left wing to Ide. Back to Katarazzo. Over to Ide. Ide back to Katarazzo. To the right side now to Evanson. Evanson into the corner to Robbie. Kicks it back out to Evanson. Top of the key. Now Ide has it. In the right wing. Kale Ide gives it now to Katarazzo. Into the corner now to Robbie. All the way back out to an open Katarazzo. But KM recovers nicely. So good patience here. 3:38 remaining. An 8-point KM lead, 31-23, and the Wolverines are working for a good shot here. A lot of time in this game, so no hurry to try to score right away. I think it's a good idea to wear down this game defense. Here's a long shot for three. Oh, in and out. Ball tipped out of bounds. Thompson was all over that. Looked like Bester knocked it out of his hands. Doing the Wolverines a huge favor here with 3:19 remaining. Inbound by Ide. Under the basket. Good little dish. Evanson makes the basket. No foul. Thought there was some contact. But Evanson gets his first basket tonight. 31-25. Dunham back out to Stuckey. Right backcourt. Stuckey dribbling. Kicks it over to Thompson. In the right wing. Thompson driving on AOA. Good little spin move. Basket's good and the foul. Great drive by Thompson. Aiden Owosu-Asidu gets his first foul. Thompson, on the other hand, gets his seventh points. And he's looking to make it eight here in a possible three-point play. 33-25. Lavelle's going to come back in. Relieving Katarazzo here. So giving West a little bit more continuity here with the senior Lavelle. Also a leader on the football field for the Wolverines. Three-point opportunity, and it's good from Thompson. 8 points for him, including a tray. 2:56 remaining. It's now 34-25. Kettle Moraine. Into the wing to Lavelle. Lavelle into the corner to Evanson. Dishes to AOA. AOA, nice little pass to Robbie. Robbie kicks it out to Evanson. Lavelle has it now. Lavelle trying to drive. Heavy pressure from Stuckey. Kicks it back out to Evanson. Lavelle from the left wing. Back out to Ide. Over the wing. Wide open three for Evanson. Yes! Evanson gets his first tray of the night after several attempts. It's now a six-point game, 34-28. Stuckey now right backcourt. Gives it to Fremming in the game, top of the key. Over to Viome in the left wing. Back out to Dunham, top of the key. Over to Thompson, right wing. Thompson taking his time, goes all the way across court to Dunham for three. That's going to be short. Rebound by AOA. Outlet to Ide. Long pass down to Evanson. Evanson decides, holds back, gives it to AOA. Back to Ide. 2:02 remaining. Evanson looking for another long ranger. Gets it over to Robbie. Back out to Ide. Over to Lavelle. Lavelle for three from the left wing. Yes! Carter Lavelle! 15 for Lavelle. Two trays on the night. And it's now a 34-31 game. A three-point deficit for the Wolverines. Thompson has it top of the key. The old Roman looking for an open laser. Gets it over to Fremming. A matchup zone defense here. All the way over to the corner. Stuckey for three. Yes! Stuckey! 13 for him. 37-31. 1:19 remaining. Ide dribbling up slowly. KM now in a man. Lavelle over to Evanson. Evanson into AOA. AOA. Oh, and he gets fouled. That's going to go on Viome. That will only be the first on Viome. And the fourth team foul on KM versus six by Waukesha West. Dunham will come back out and Bester will come back in for KM. Sobiak will come in for Fremming here. So Coach Ricker bringing out his heavyweights here in the final minute in 8 seconds. Lavelle looking inbound, gets it all the way out. Ball almost knocked away. Robbie has it, a 5-on-4 break. 3-pointer from Ide. Oh, off the back rim. Rebounded by Sobiak. Outlet Stuckey taking his time as we get under 1 minute now. 37-31 KM. Stuckey over to the left wing to Sobiak. Sobiak looking for an open laser. Dribbles. Pulls it back out. Into the corner. Or to the left wing to Stuckey. Into the corner to Bester. Back to Stuckey. Stuckey now over into the left wing to Thompson. In the corner to Stuckey for another three. Yes! Stuckey again. Two trays, 32 seconds left. It's back to a 9-point KM lead as we get into the final minute. I would think West will play for the final shot here. Lavelle, right wing. Lavelle dribbling now to the center. Kicks it out to Ide in the right wing, right backcourt, excuse me. Ide has a wide open AOA. AOA kicks it out all the way to Evanston for three. Oh, off the rim, rebounded by Sobiech. 12 seconds remaining. KM looking to get a double-digit lead for the half. Into Bester for three. Yes, Ben Bester. Eight for him on two trays. And a long shot by Ide, no good. So KM pours it on at the end. A 43-31 halftime lead, which really betrays how close this game was for most of the first half. We're going to take a one-minute break here on the Friday night game of the week with KM leading the home team, Waukesha West, 43-31. We'll be back after these messages on WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw. Anya, take it away.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thrivent is growing in southeastern Wisconsin and is seeking financial advisors. If a career with independence, impact, and purpose is important to you, you should explore the Thrivent Financial Advisor opportunity. You'll build your own business by combining your values, drive, and skills to help others thrive financially and live meaningful lives. You'll get unsurpassed support from Thrivent, a Fortune 500 company that's helped people follow their hearts and strengthen their finances for more than 100 years. To learn more, send your contact info to matthew.witowski@thrivent.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to the Friday night game of the week on WAUK, brought to you by Thrivent. Thrivent's growing and seeking financial advisors for a career helping people in your community. Email your contact info to wicareers@thrivent.com. And here in center court, there's a representative for Athletes for Adam, or the Project Adam Saving Lives Initiative, to create heart-safe environments. So good that they're doing that. That'll give me an opportunity to give us some halftime scores from players on both teams. But first, in other Classic 8 play, Waukesha South was leading Maguanago 29-23 at half. And in the start of the second half, Waukesha South still leads the First Nationals of Maguanago 34-29. But so leading scores, starting with Kettle Moraine, Will Stuckey. 16 points for Will Stuckey, the 5'11 senior. Jonathan Sobiech has three. Nathan Viome, 6'3 senior, has five. Ben Bester has 8 points on two trays. T. Kowalski has three. And the old Roman, Roman Thompson, has eight, including 1 3. For the home team, Wolverines of Waukesha West, starter Kale Ide has two, the 5'11 senior. Brady Robb, number five, the 6'1 senior off the bench, has two. The 6'3 sophomore starting guard, Tyler Evanston, number 10, has five. Brady Catarazzo, the 5'8 senior guard starter, has three. Senior forward, 6'3 senior forward, number 14, Carter Lavelle, leads all Wolverines with 18 points and Aiden Owosu-Asidu has four. Fouls for both teams. Owosu-Asidu has one for the Wolverines. Carter Lavelle has two. Tyler Evanson has one. Brady Robbie has one. And Cale Hyde has one. And for the Lasers, Roman Thompson has one. Nathan Vielm has one. Jonathan Sobiek has one. Zach Fremming off the bench has two. And that's it. One guy missing for the Lasers, it must be an injury, is the 6'3 senior Jack McSorley. A big part of this KM starting lineup, a force on both sides of the court. Hasn't seen any time tonight, so I wonder if he's injured or if there's some other factors involved. But it was a surprise not seeing him in the starting lineup. And again, KM showing you the depth of their bench with one of their more formidable players being out, that they really haven't missed a beat here. And again, it's a 12-point KM lead, which, again, knowing how good they are, has to make you feel good if you're a West fan. But given the fact that West had the lead a couple times here and really kept it with under a 4-point game through most of the half, it's a bit tough. But again, 12 points with a full half of basketball is not insurmountable if West can come out of the gate flying. And I think one of the keys here is that 6'6 junior Aiden Owosu-Asidu, I think he's got to be more aggressive in the paint. They've been doing a good job of feeding him, but more often than not, he's looking for an open man instead of really pulling up and making the shot. It's almost kind of a second option for him, and I think he really needs to use his size, draw some fouls, get on the paint, get some of those big men of KM in foul trouble. Lavelle, I think, will continue with two fouls to provide a lot of points. And if they can get the other players like Evanson and Hyde and the others to start clicking, I think it could be a very different game here. So, and now the cheerleaders have come out with the youth cheerleaders. Always a great sign. The young ones are in red. Very cute. With black tights, if you will, ready to do their thing. So, and while they're doing their thing, I want to remind you that tomorrow on This Week in Waukesha, my guest is the 10th District County Supervisor, Terry Thieme, who will talk about his upcoming campaign for re-election, as well as his long career in public service. That includes 30 years with the Waukesha Police Department, about 12 years with the Waukesha City Council, and reputation precedes himself throughout the community. He continues to work in retirement, well, of course, as a county legislator, but also doing transportation for Carroll University, and I believe he is also still handling some security over at Cole. So still very active in the community, and it's great to see him returning to public service in the capacity of our county supervisor. We'll learn more about what Terry's working on. And Mayor Sean Riley will pop in and crash the party to talk about, in his capacity as a member of the Rotary Club, they have their big Winter Blues concert a week from tomorrow, Sunday the 25th, at the Eagles Lodge. And another member of the public service, the city of Waukesha, or I should say our whole Waukesha public service community, Lieutenant Dan Notling, will be coming in tomorrow to promote the Melodies for Mary benefit. That's a week from tomorrow on the 24th at the Knucklehead Pub in Eagle. And that's a benefit to raise money for little Mary Schrader, the 7-year-old daughter of Mark Schrader, a member of the Waukesha Police Department and their local 409, I believe it is, that was diagnosed with leukemia just before Thanksgiving. And so proceeds from that event will help raise money for the Schrader family for Mary's treatment. So a lot of important things going on here. So definitely catch the show. We'll also have local news. Yeah, there'll be some nosy people listening and in the studio too. Local news, local sports, and so much more. So be sure to join me from 7 to 9 this week in Waukesha. And then after this game, there's some Maxent Radio, sponsored by Civic Medias, bringing their bands of renown to Maddie's in downtown Waukesha. When this game's over, I'm going to try to head over there. I know Anya, when she's done, will be going out there to introduce Rocker and his band. So looking for something fun to do in downtown Waukesha after the game tonight, head on over to Maddie's. In fact, you can head over there now and just download the Civic Media app so you can catch the rest of the game here as we're about 6 minutes away from second half. And I also tell you now, my alarm went off, so it's a good time to do station identification here. on the Friday night Game of the Week Network on WAUK. Anya, take it away, please.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Thrivent is growing in southeastern Wisconsin and is seeking financial advisors. If a career with independence, impact, and purpose is important to you, you should explore the Thrivent Financial Advisor opportunity. You'll build your own business by combining your values, drive, and skills to help others thrive financially and live meaningful lives. You'll get unsurpassed support from Thrivent, a Fortune 500 company that's helped people follow their hearts and strengthen their finances for more than 100 years. To learn more, send your contact info to matthew.witowski@thrivent.com.
And we're back at the Joe Schobert Fieldhouse on the campus of Waukesha West High School, where the home team Wolverines trail the eighth ranked in the state, Lasers of Kettle Moraine, 43-31. This halftime show is brought to you by Thrivent. They are growing and they're seeking financial advisors in southeast Wisconsin. So if you're looking for a career in helping people in your community, email your contact deets to wicareers@thrivent.com. That's wicareers@thrivent.com. About 4.5 minutes before the second half starts, and we're being favored by a number from the Waukesha West dance team. Really lovely outfits with a lot of sparkle. Mostly blue with white shoulder sleeves and trim on the skirt. With 11:04 remaining in the second half, the black shirts lead the home team First Nationals of Maguanago 41-37. So good game going on over there at Muck. As we see the Lasers coming out from the locker room opposite me, politely walking around the dance team rendition. Wolverines should be making their way out soon with 3:40 and counting. So, and trying to get more news from around the Classic Eight. Excuse me one moment. And then another public service reminder. The Waukesha Public Library is offering free tax assistance for anyone who needs it. Appointments are on a first-come, first-served basis. People needing to do it they can call and schedule an appointment. So be sure to check out the public library. I was in there today. So, still waiting for the Wolverines to make their re-entrance to start the second half. And the Lasers, I guess, are returning to the locker room. I guess it's a little too early for them. Kyle Lemieux, my halftime guest who's ghosted me, I think he forgot. I know he's got a lot going on here, so no harm, no foul. Plenty in my arsenal to keep you entertained here. So, and I also want to shout out for Black History Month. I'm proud to have as my guest on February 24th, Waukesha South Class of 2014 grad Tyree Pope III, animator, cinematographer, writer, best known for his cartoon series, The Fair Fight. Volume 1 was an award-winning volume. Volume 2 has been out. And Tyree also has a podcast. He recently provided some coverage at the, the Sundance Festival recently. And really making a name for himself and really living Black history and a shining example of great things done by our Waukesha youth and alumni, and really excited. It'll be a pre-recorded show, but again, I'm really looking forward to meeting Tyree for the first time. I've heard so many wonderful things about him from South's athletic director Dan Schreier, and so can't wait to be part of that. That'll be wonderful. And then on March 2nd, John Schoenek of the Waukesha County Historical Society will be my guest to talk more Waukesha history, and so really looking forward to, I've been trying to get John on for some time, so glad we're able to connect. So much rich history